Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com. This is your daily industry news update for April 13th, 2018. In today's news, the City of Los Angeles has released its elevator and escalator audit report. FMI Corporation predicts a 7% increase in construction spending. 11 new escalators are planned for Indian rail stations. An elevator accident in Malaysia is fatal for 3 construction workers. And a massive project in Brooklyn is causing protests.
The Los Angeles City Controller's Department of Building and Safety has released its Elevating Safety audit of the Department of Building and Safety's Elevator Inspection Program report for 2018. Given the number of conveyances upon which people ride daily, accidents involving conveyances are modest. The department logged 311 accidents reported in 2015 and 2016. Of those, 295, or 95%, were determined to not be caused by an equipment malfunction or code violation. The largest portion of accidents and injuries involved escalator passengers losing their balance and/or falling while the conveyance was found to be safe. This comprehensive report and others from the LA Audit Services Division reports are available at lacontroller.org/audits.
Management and investment consultancy FMI Corporation, in its first quarter outlook report, is predicting a 7% total increase in engineering and construction spending for 2018, which is well above the 4% increase for 2017, Construction Dive reports. FMI also forecasts that spending growth in 2018 will be led by residential improvements at 12%, single-family residential at 7%, and office construction at 9%, accompanied by healthcare, education, transportation, and communication projects. Multifamily, hotel, manufacturing, power, and highway spending are expected to remain stable at 0 to 4% growth. Flat federal investment and rising interest rates are expected to have a negative effect on public-private partnerships, and the construction industry is bracing for price increases on steel and aluminum associated with possible tariffs.
In India, the Ahmedabad division of Western Railways is planning to install 11 new escalators at the Kalapur station by the end of 2018, DNA India reports. Before the announcement, Kalapur had only one escalator in the entry area of the station. Of the new units, 3 will be placed at the exit and the others at each of the 8 platforms. Kalapur station has elevators at each platform, but they are often crowded, and many passengers, particularly senior citizens, have trouble using them.
3 construction workers in Malaysia were killed on April 8th when cables broke, causing the elevator they were riding in to crash to the ground, BDNews24.com reported. The source said the men, from Bangladesh, were working at the site of a 50-story tower being built in Johor Bahru Forest City in Kuala Lumpur. They had gone to Malaysia for construction jobs about 3 years ago, family members said.
A proposed massive mixed-use complex in downtown Brooklyn that includes 2 high-rise towers is meeting with community resistance, Architectural Record reports. During a public hearing for residents of the New York City borough, protests over plans for the project, 80 Flatbush, covered a range of issues, including its scale and density, shortage of school openings, inadequate affordable housing, and the burden its 900 new apartments would put on transit and other infrastructure. Others protested that the tallest structure, a 74-story tower standing nearly 1,000 feet tall, would block sunlight and views of the Art Deco clock tower of the former Williamsburg Savings Bank building. In addition to the tallest tower, the plan by Alloy Development calls for a 38-story high-rise, two new schools, and the refurbishment of two 19th-century buildings into cultural venues. For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.